This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. According to the Federal Centers for Disease Control, fluoridated water ranks among the top 10 public health achievements of the 20th century. But in Pinellas County, Florida, many locals disagree, and they've convinced the county commission to stop adding fluoride to the water supply. NPR's Greg Allen reports there's disagreement now about whether the vote was motivated by health or politics.
At Pinellas County's water treatment plant in Tarpon Springs, Steve Salto is the manager. We're looking at a small garden of pipes and tanks, the water fluoridation system.
This is where our tanker trucks pull up and put our liquid. It's called hydrofluorosilicic acid, and we put it in. This is a 5,000-gallon storage tank, probably enough for about 6 months, 9 months worth of a product.
This tank, however, won't be refilled. The county commission recently voted to stop using the chemical, which dissolves in water, to form fluoride. By the end of the year, Pinellas will once again be the largest county in Florida without fluoridated water. It was in 2003, just 8 years ago, that elected officials finally approved fluoridation. At that time, Norm Roach was one of those who fought against it. Later, Roach was elected to the Pinellas County Commission. This month, he decided it was time to reopen the discussion.
My concerns this time, as they were back in 2003, are what type of compound is being used to fluoridate the water, and at what level should the citizens who ingest it every day be involved in that decision-making process.
At county commission meetings this month, Roach brought fluoridation up for a vote. Commissioners voted 4-3 to stop adding it to the county's water when the current supply runs out. That vote came as a surprise to those who thought the question of whether to fluoridate water has long been settled. Not so, says Roach.
Whenever you're dealing with the public drinking water supply, no reasonable discussion on the chemicals used, whether to treat it or for purity or treat it for fluoride, if you will, after the fact, no argument should ever be considered closed.
How's everything been?
Good. All right.
Dr. Ed Hopwood is a dentist in the town of Clearwater. He's also chair of the Pinellas County Dental Association's Fluoride Committee. Hopwood and other dentists spoke at the commission hearings, detailing the health benefits of fluoridation documented through 60 years of scientific research.
There are multiple studies done on national level showing reduction in decayed, missing, and filled teeth, both in children and adults, and a dramatic difference between non-fluoridated areas and fluoridated areas. So there is a dramatic difference.
Fluoridated water is endorsed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. Surgeon General, the American Dental Association, and the medical establishment as a whole. Commissioner Roach says he's heard from other dentists and doctors, though, who question fluoridation, and he's not convinced yet that the chemical used, fluorosilicic acid, is safe. Dr. Hopwood says there was another factor at work in the commission's vote to end fluoridation, the political clout of anti-fluoride activists who are members of the Tea Party. The Tea Party is active in Pinellas County, and when some local activists talk, Hopwood says commissioners listen.
This was a group of four commissioners who were beholden to a radical group of Tea Party activists. So it's not a mainstream Tea Party issue. It's a radical group that has gotten a hold of these four commissioners.
That issue, what role the local Tea Party played, has been almost as controversial in Pinellas County as the decision to end fluoridation. One of the local activists, Chris Gianne, is the co-founder of Pinellas Patriots. She says she joined the fight against fluoridation because it's one more example of too much government. But she insists that this is a Pinellas County issue that has nothing to do with Tea Party groups elsewhere.
We look at local issues, we look at our local situations, and we decide as a group of united citizens what's good for our individual communities, and that's the beauty of the Tea Party.
Although it's scheduled to end in a few months, the debate over fluoridation continues in Pinellas County. Commissioner Roach said he would support a countywide referendum allowing residents to vote whether to add fluoride to their water. County Commissioner Ken Welch, a fluoridation proponent, says he's seen a poll that shows a majority of county residents support adding fluoride to the water.
So if we can get the science out there, I think a referendum would win. But then where do you go? Do you have a referendum on required immunizations for school? I mean, do you have a referendum for the chemicals that you use to disinfect the water? I think some things you just go with science. So I'd just like to see the commission do the right thing here.
Fluoridation opponents note that Pinellas County is not the only community rethinking the issue. One group, the Fluoride Action Network, keeps a list showing more than 200 communities it says have dropped fluoridation in recent years. But many other communities are adopting it, and the number of Americans drinking fluoridated water still appears to be growing. The most recent statistics show nearly three-quarters of those on public systems have fluoridated water. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.